Now turn to part four. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. You will hear a radio interview with a scientist called Vanessa Hyde, who has worked in the Arctic.
I'm talking to scientist Vanessa Hyde, who spent a year working in a research center in the Arctic. Vanessa, tell us why you were there.
Well, scientists from all over the world do projects there, from looking at growing plants in cold conditions to seeing how global warming's affecting animals there. So there are people spending months in difficult situations, and I was interested in how they cope with stressful environments.
It sounds difficult. What was the most challenging part of the experience for you?
The work was the same as I'd done previously, although in harder conditions. For example, we had over 100 days where the sun didn't rise at all. This impacts on sleep, which certainly caused me the most problems. I wondered how I'd understand all the different languages, but actually we used English when we were working.
How easy was it to get to know the other people on the base?
Well, we tended to work with the same people every day, and you wouldn't necessarily meet many others. So having set mealtimes for everyone gave us a chance to talk about something other than our research for a couple of hours a day. It became a social activity, really.
What about when you'd finished work for the day? What did you do in the evenings?
There was a games room with a big selection of books, most of which I'd already read. I had my camera with me. It was too dangerously cold to take pictures outside, so I focused on people relaxing after work, playing computer games, that sort of thing, as a record of my time there.
What about your family? Could you keep in contact with them?
Yeah, we had a satellite phone. But because there was only one, we had to limit the length of our calls. When it was my turn, it was like my mom was standing in the next room. Her voice was so clear. And it was fantastic hearing about home life. Rather than talking about myself, I wanted to know what my sister was up to, how the dog was, you know, the important stuff.
I can imagine. And now, what are your next plans?
I'd love to go back again. It's just that at the moment, the center's closed. But that gives me time to prepare some lectures I've been asked to give at my old university. It'll be strange being there again, but I'm looking forward to helping other students understand why my work's important.
Vanessa, thank you.
Now listen again.
I'm talking to scientist Vanessa Hyde, who spent a year working in a research center in the Arctic. Vanessa, tell us why you were there.
Well, scientists from all over the world do projects there, from looking at growing plants in cold conditions to seeing how global warming's affecting animals there. So there are people spending months in difficult situations, and I was interested in how they cope with stressful environments.
It sounds difficult. What was the most challenging part of the experience for you?
The work was the same as I'd done previously, although in harder conditions. For example, we had over 100 days where the sun didn't rise at all. This impacts on sleep, which certainly caused me the most problems. I wondered how I'd understand all the different languages, but actually we used English when we were working.
How easy was it to get to know the other people on the base?
Well, we tended to work with the same people every day, and you wouldn't necessarily meet many others. So having set mealtimes for everyone gave us a chance to talk about something other than our research for a couple of hours a day. It became a social activity, really.
What about when you'd finished work for the day? What did you do in the evenings?
There was a games room with a big selection of books, most of which I'd already read. I had my camera with me. It was too dangerously cold to take pictures outside, so I focused on people relaxing after work, playing computer games, that sort of thing, as a record of my time there.
What about your family? Could you keep in contact with them?
Yeah, we had a satellite phone. But because there was only one, we had to limit the length of our calls. When it was my turn, it was like my mom was standing in the next room. Her voice was so clear. And it was fantastic hearing about home life. Rather than talking about myself, I wanted to know what my sister was up to, how the dog was, you know, the important stuff.
I can imagine. And now, what are your next plans?
I'd love to go back again. It's just that at the moment, the center's closed. But that gives me time to prepare some lectures I've been asked to give at my old university. It'll be strange being there again, but I'm looking forward to helping other students understand why my work's important.
Vanessa, thank you.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.